So if I were going to put all of my resources into a beachfront property that I want my grandchildren to come to and enjoy for years to come, do you recommend Miami?
No Miami, and in fact, nowhere on the Gulf Coast at all.
Okay, so in the United States, what cities will be greatly affected by the shifts in the melting glaciers, et cetera?
Well, and definitely Miami, definitely New Orleans, definitely the entire Gulf Coast, and in fact, New Orleans is a classic example of the most threatened type of coastal city, which is threatened not simply by not only by rising sea levels, but also by the more mundane reality of land subsidence for two reasons. First is groundwater pumping, and when you build a city on a muddy delta, it's basically a pile of wet mud, and it's going to subside unless new fresh mud comes down. And when you build big dams upstream on the major rivers like the Mississippi, that sediment doesn't get to the delta, so the edge doesn't grow out, the waves attack the coastline, the mud pile sinks. And then if you pump groundwater out, that just redoubles the subsidence rate. So New Orleans is one of these delta cities that faces this triple threat of rising sea level and ground subsidence and sediment starvation. But there are others as well. Shanghai in China, a big one. Several other cities in China, Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, Tokyo in Japan, Dhaka in Bangladesh, Bangkok in Thailand. Some of our biggest, Nagoya and Osaka, Kobe and Japan, I mean, some of our biggest, most globalized port cities of the world are under this triple threat.
What's going to happen to it? How far underwater will they be? And how far inland will one have to go in these countries to get to, you know, what would have been, you know, what would be called, I guess, beachfront property in the future?
Well, 500 or 1,000 years from now, many of these cities will be completely underwater. But by 2050, and by century's end, they'll still be there, but they will be spending an increasingly large share of their gross domestic product building coastal fortifications and defenses. And the sea level has been rising about 2 to 3 millimeters a year every year, especially in the last 50 years or so. And if you just extrapolate that out, that goes up to maybe 20 to 40 centimeters by mid-century. By century's end, depending on whose models you believe, the range is for global sea level rise is anywhere from maybe 80 centimeters to 2 meters. 2 meters is a lot. That's head high.
Right. But, okay, how could they even then begin to build fortifications to keep the sea out? I mean, isn't that the perfect metaphor for the problem when you're trying to hold back the sea?
Well, a wealthy country can do it. And so cities like New York, cities like Miami will do these, spend the money to build these coastal defenses. I mean, look at Holland. Much of that country is below sea level, and that they're far more under sea level than the projections that we're talking about. But that doesn't mean they won't be at risk, because the real fear with sea level isn't just, oh, it will be underwater. It's what happens when a big storm surge comes through. Because even a few inches extra, another foot extra, it greatly extends the reach and the risk, as we saw in New Orleans.
Well, and that's something that Holland doesn't have to deal with. Wow. They don't deal with hurricane and storm surges.
That's right. That's right. And that's why, I mean, the country, companies like State Farm are increasingly pulling out of the insurance business in Florida. I mean, just this year they announced the cancellation of something like 300,000 homeowners policies. And that will be the real tipping point that causes people to leave, is when private insurance companies don't want to write policies there anymore.